Hello and welcome to Curie, where we explore the latest in medicine, research, and technology, tailored just for healthcare professionals like you. I'm Matt, your host for today's journey into clinical breakthroughs and innovations shaping patient care. Let's kick things off with our stat of the day. Did you know that a study on early stage rectal cancer found a staggering 93% organ preservation rate for tumors under 3 centimeters using contact X-ray brachytherapy? That's from the OPERA trial, which showed this innovative approach significantly improves outcomes compared to traditional therapies. We'll dive into that more in just a bit. An intriguing debate is brewing in Canada over breast cancer screening for women in their 40s. Research presented at the Family Medicine Forum this year suggests that women aged 40 to 49 who participated in mammography screening programs had a 10-year breast cancer survival rate that was 2.6 percentage points higher than in jurisdictions without such programs. The findings question current recommendations from the Canadian Task Force on Preventive Healthcare, which advises against routine screening for women in this age group unless they are high risk. Dr. Anna Wilkinson, a family physician leading the research, argues that early detection may reduce the need for invasive treatments, minimize long-term morbidity, and lower healthcare costs. This underscores the evolving nature of evidence-based practice. Clinicians, your thoughts on balancing these data points with patient decision-making? Let's shift gears to treatment advances, where innovation is changing the therapeutic landscape. Two studies caught my eye this week. First, the Inavone 120 trial demonstrated that adding inavolisib, a PI3K inhibitor, to a regimen of palbociclib and fulvestrant for PIK3CA mutated hormone receptor positive HER2 negative advanced breast cancer significantly extended progression-free survival. The median jumped from 7.3 months with standard treatment to 15 months with this combination. Although hyperglycemia remains a class effect of PI3K inhibitors, strategies like prophylactic metformin use are showing promise in managing side effects. Next, from the realm of radiation oncology, the OPERA trial showcased the potential of dose-escalated contact X-ray brachytherapy for small, early-stage rectal cancers. Not only does it boast an impressive organ preservation rate, but the treatment also maintains bowel function 3 years post-therapy. Could this become the standard for tumors under 3 centimeters? Finally, let's dive into tech and AI. The European Medicines Agency recently recommended conditional approval for repotrectinib, a TRK inhibitor, to treat tumors with NTRK gene fusions and ROS1-positive advanced non-small cell lung cancer. This decision reflects how precision medicine, aided by advanced molecular testing, is reshaping oncology. Additionally, AI is transforming diagnostic pathways in rare cancers like Merkel cell carcinoma. A study highlighted that 65% of U.S. cases are tied to ultraviolet radiation exposure and Merkel cell polyoma virus. By leveraging AI for mutational analysis and risk stratification, clinicians might soon have tools to predict these cases earlier and optimize interventions. From rethinking clinical guidelines to integrating cutting-edge therapies and technologies, the future of medicine is unfolding in fascinating ways. Today's insights remind us of the power of innovation and its potential to redefine patient outcomes. Thanks for tuning in to Curie. Don't forget to spread the word and let us know what topics you'd like us to cover next. Until next time, take care and keep making a difference.